The GCPP says its philosophy of domestication remains the solution to Ghana's macroeconomic stability. The party has therefore assured Ghanaians of massive industrialization aimed at creating jobs for the people and boosting the country's export sector if elected come November. Speaking to Radio Ghana in Accra, the flag bearer of the GCPP, Dr. Henry Latte, said the revamping of the Kamenda Sugar and the Kumasi shoe factories by the NDC is commendable and gave the assurance that the GCPP government will do more. He advised politicians to desist from playing politics with issues that affect the very core of the economy. Dr. Latte spoke to George Asikwe.
I want the truth, only the truth, Christ's sake.
We should not play politics with our lives. We should not play politics with Ghana's life. You and myself, we need to work to make Ghana become the paradise that it should be. And once His Excellency has put some thought and hard work in raising the finance to revamp the Kamenda Sugar Factory, others are jealous of it because they want to come to power at all costs and they're rubbish what has gone on. Domestication is still the best policy. And once we come into power, we'll do 4, 5, 10 times what it's been done now, because we know how. I'm one of the greatest exporters in Ghana. I know how to source. I know how to talk to the farmers. As soon as we got there, come and see. Domestication, all of them. The people say, domestication, a baby pinso, all over the place. And I was happy to say that His Excellency John Dramani Mahama has done something good. And we can do that at Savalugu as well. Not only at Savalugu, we can do that at Asotuare as well. And build and then export Africa. We can do that. You should realize that the GCPP is here. We are the party for domestication by helping Ghanaian farmers, by helping Ghanaian business people to be able to succeed and make Ghana a paradise.